Woods Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batter's Box, A1 Quality Plumbing, Bluebell Creamery, Cody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Roman Insurance Agency, Pearl Masters Clearing and Mulching, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dominant Associates, BBR Materials, Glenn College, Coaches Insurance, Tillman General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Plan North Architectural, Citizens State Bank, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&A Portable Toilets, Oroch Chevrolet, GMC Buick, Manuel's Mexican Restaurant, Collier Construction, Branded Graphics, DDM Pipe and Steel, Mr. Windshield Services, La Morelos Meat Market, Miller Electric, Pats Cleaning, Kendra Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the field with your pregame host, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange, after these words from our sponsors.
Mr. Windshield and Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and coaches good luck.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at tilghmanhomes.com to make your building visions come to life.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
All right, as we are back here, and this time we switch fields, and we're ready for game two of our doubleheader between Washington County White and Grimes County. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you here on this Monday night. So glad you could be with us. As we're just getting our Summer of Washington County Little League All-Star coverage underway. And busy week this week. And we just got through witnessing a pretty good one with Washington County Green and Schulenburg. Green team winning that one 14-0.
I tell you what, big game over there for Washington County Green. They started off in the bottom half of that first inning and never took the foot off the pedal, just kept moving the whole game.
Exactly. And they get the run rule in 3.5 innings and move on in the winner's bracket of the tournament. Now Washington County White hoping to duplicate their hometown crew. And we're here to bring it to you this evening. Meantime, we're going to take another break, and let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Step up to the plate with summer flavor at Whataburger. After the big All-Star game, families can swing by for fresh, made-to-order burgers, crispy fries, and ice-cold drinks that hit it out of the park. From post-game team meals to late-night cravings after practice, Whataburger is the perfect stop for players, parents, and fans alike. Whether celebrating a win or shaking off a tough inning, they're serving up hometown favorites all season long. Visit your local Whataburger today and make every game day taste like a championship victory.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
And back we go here. Trying to keep everything held down. Wind's trying to take stuff away from us a little bit. But it's time for the starting lineup. So first for Washington County White, it'll be Jace Borgmeyer, the pitcher, leading things off. Batting second will be the shortstop, James Ogle. Batting third, center fielder, Emerson Kitzman. Batting fourth will be the third baseman, Sam Lusk. Batting fifth, second baseman, Burkham Gertner. Batting sixth, left fielder, Hunter Casper. Batting seventh will be the right fielder, Huxton Pruitt. Batting eighth will be the first baseman, Lincoln Bader. Batting ninth will be extra hitter, Ace Akins. Batting 10th will be the catcher, Baron Schrader. Batting 11th, extra hitter, Jackson Bolton. And batting 12th will be Cutler Fox. The I forgot to mark where let's see, I think I got it. Okay, I think he's just another extra hitter in the lineup. Anyway, that's a look at the Washington County lineup. And we're about ready to get this one underway a little bit. But first, let's send you back to the studio. And let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's By and By, the convenience store.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
All right, we come back here, and it was Colt Barnhart leading things off and reaching on a single and then taking second. And so Grimes County, they are the visitors, Washington County White, the home team. And this one foul away. Boy, that went into something else, ain't it, Ty?
I'm telling you, it's been a dizzy today.
And I guess we should have brought some paperweights or something with this. A one pitch, swung on and missed. And that one is taken for a ball, and something we don't see a whole, very little of. We actually have a lady pitching tonight for Grimes County.
Yeah, I picked up on that right away.
Yeah. And that one's sent out to left field and over, and it drops in. And so racing around third is Barnhart. He will score. And it's 1-0 in favor of Grimes County. And Cullen Randolph, the batter now. So nobody out, a runner aboard, and a run is in. And first pitch, a pop up. And that is going to go foul up against the Washington County White dugout. And for this one, Washington County White in the third base dugout. Grimes County's in the first base dugout. And that one leaked into left field for a base hit. And left fielder gets it back in a hurry. And Washington County coach is saying that Randolph wasn't halfway and went the umps to make him go back to first. And home plate umpire, he's calling out to the base umpire, sending him back to first. That was the right call because he wasn't past the midway mark in between first and second. And next pitch is foul away. This is Braxton Castle. And that one over to third. And throw over to second. And second baseman drops the ball, runner safe. And O'Day comes in to score to make it 2-0 Grimes County. This is 8-year-old coach pitch. Cole Thomas, the batter here. Fouls off the first pitch, and it's 0-1. This is opening night of bracket play. We're coming to you from the Hempstead Little League Complex. Swing on and missed. And 0-2. And time is called. Oh. Pitcher coming in to dust off home plate. Pitch fouls away. I guess does Little League maybe not spring for the little brooms for the umpires to usually go over there and wipe it off. One ball and two strikes.
Thank you.
And Thomas swings and misses. And that is out number one on the strikeout. And Mitchell Bear, the batter, takes a ball 1-0. And that one ground ball over to first. First baseman going to step on the bag for out number two. So two down now. And Logan Price, the batter, takes the first pitch outside for a ball. We're in the top of the first inning. Grimes County leading Washington County White 2-0. Next pitch swung on and missed, and it's 0-2.
The one thing, Doug, they keep on schedule.
Yeah.
Didn't help us a whole lot, but it's okay. It's all good.
And it's one going to miss and Price down on strike, so that will tie the side. So in the inning, there were two runs, and we... And the officials conferring. Yeah, that should be a strikeout. It is. And so we go to the bottom of the first inning, and it's 2-0. Grimes County in the lead. We'll be back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's your shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Branded Graphics is proud to cheer on the Little League All-Stars. From the first pitch to the final out, they know these athletes are giving it their all and representing their community with pride. At Branded Graphics, they help teams show up in style with custom t-shirts, banners, signs, decals, and spirit gear made to celebrate every big moment. To all the players, coaches, and families, congratulations on an incredible season and good luck, All-Stars. Branded Graphics, your local partner from custom print, signage, and team spirit. Learn more at brand8graphics.com.
All right, and on we go to the bottom of the first inning. And Washington County leads it 2-0. Grimes County leads Washington County White 2-0. Washington County now up to bat for the first time this evening. And it'll be the pitcher, Jace Bordenmeyer, to lead it off. And first pitch, and that is a line drive back up the middle of base hit. And Bordenmeyer is aboard. Nice solid single there by Bordenmeyer.
Oh, I'm telling you, it was just a shot right back up the middle.
Yeah. And now it's going to bring up James Ogle, the shortstop. First pitch to Ogle. And he's going to take for a ball, 1-0. Washington County White, dressed out in the white uniforms, the green letters and numbers. And just like the green counterparts, we got the knee highs on there.
I'm telling you.
That one, ground ball over to third. They're going to go to second, threw the ball out in the right field. And coming around third is Bordenmeyer. And he is going to end up scoring. And coming home, and throw gets away and scoring. Over, circles the base. And just like that, we're all tied at 2 apiece.
That didn't take long.
No. And Emerson Kitzman, the batter. And that one is going to be in the right field base hit. Ball coming in. Kitzman will have to hold it first since it was in front of him. And brings up Sam Lusk, the third baseman. And is it out to center? It's caught. And throw to first in a double play.
Whoa.
Two outs there. Tell you what, nice catch there by the center fielder and then made the on-target throw to first base and they got the double play there. Now that's going to bring up Burkham Gartner. First pitch to Gartner, back up the middle, and that is going to scoop through in the center for a hit. And Hunter Kaspar, the batter. And this one popped. Over to short, and it's caught for out number three. And so in the inning, Washington County counters with two runs of their own, and we're all tied up. 2-2 as we head to the top of the second inning. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
You got dirt and grime. Too much on your plate, not enough time. Well, call Pat's Cleaning Service. She's a dust desperado and dirt's worst nightmare. Pat and her team will get your home clean and she won't clean you out. Bonded and insured, you can rest assured she'll put together a custom plan to keep your home or office spick and span. Call Pat's Cleaning Service at 979-661-4538 for a free estimate.
Take your game to the next level with the elite baseball and softball training facility, The Batter's Box. Introducing private hitting and pitching lessons utilizing Rapsodo Pro Data and Ball Flight technology. Plus, 2026 summer baseball and softball camp registrations are now open. Visit them online to register today. Tryouts for their fall 2026 season will be happening in July. Call 979-830-5515 or go online to battersboxbtx.com.
And back we go here. And in between the innings, we got a player for Washington County White that was down on the field. Coaches went out and checked on him, and looks like he's going to be okay. That was number 27, Burkham Gartner, the second baseman.
Coach went out there and told him not to rub it.
Yeah, it looks good because I was looking down at my notes and just having to look up and see him laying down on the ground there. Of course, it is a hot night out here. You got to make sure keep the fellas hydrated.
I think he took it on the inner part of the elbow.
Oh, okay. Ready for an episode.
Probably caught a bone.
Yeah.
And it is going to sting.
And Glowinski batting to lead off. And Grimes County, they're dressed out in Navasota Rattler colors this evening. Washington County and Brenham Cub colors. And pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. And pitch is fouled away. Two balls and a strike. And swing and a miss, 2-2. All right, come on, have it, boys. Be ready. Well, And foul back into the fence. Count will hold it 2-2. We're on the top of the second inning. Game tied at 2 apiece. And time called. Washington County's catcher, Schrader, adjusting his knee pads.
Little equipment issues.
Yep. And the 2-2. Bow back. Count will hold it 2-2. And that one just passed Gertner into right field for a base hit. And Galinsky aboard.
I tell you what, that's a great example of a good at bat.
Yeah. And that's going to bring up Brooke Hodge. Or Hodges. Swung on and missed, 0-1 count.
Let's go, Ben. Coming to you. Be ready.
Yeah, time calls. The strap came loose on one of the shin guards. Now Schrader ready to resume. And that one is a ground ball to third. They're going to go to second and get the lead runner, and that is all they're going to get. Galinsky erased in the fielder's choice.
Okay, well, the good thing of it is, Doug, they got the good out.
Yep. Nice play there by Sam Lust, the third baseman, to get that over to Gertner at second. And pitching is swung on and missed by Jack Sporsky. 0-1 count. We're in the second inning. Washington County leading it. We're tied up 2-2. Grimes County got the first 2 runs. Washington County right counter with another 2 runs. And Borsky swings and misses. It's 0-2. Swing and a miss. Borsky down on strikes for out number 2. And that'll roll over the lineup to the top of the order with Cole Barnhart. Oh, wait. No. Hold on. We don't
have Smith. So.
Yeah.
And he was not on the official scorekeepers.
Uh-uh. That's a Smith batting here. This is number 8. So Borsky just batted. Smith batting now. And he swings and misses. And it's 0-2. And that one is going to be in the left field, and that's going to scoot all the way to the fence. Throw comes in, and going all the way around and scoring is Hodges. The RBI double for Smith. Makes it 3-2 Grimes County.
Tell you what. He got behind the count, Doug, and he got a pitch on the inner part of the plate. I mean, drove it down that left field line.
He certainly did. And now Kyle Barnhart, the batter. They score the first run of the ball game. two outs, runner at second for Grimes County. Grimes County with a 3-2 lead. That one sent out to left field and left field. Oh, it hit his glove and dropped it. And gets it back to the pitcher. But not in time for the run to come in and score. It's an RBI single for Barnhart. Makes it now 4-2 Grimes County. Brings up Kaiser O'Day. Kaiser O'Day, the batter. Still two outs. Washington County needs one more out to get out of this inning. And that one ground ball in the hole at short. Going to go to second for one, and he's safe. Barnhart beat it out for the, and so it'll be a fielder's choice that lets Day get aboard. And brings up Cullen Randolph now. And foul that back into the screen, 0-1.
Let's go, Green! Come on, boys!
And the next pitch going to be popped up, and it's going to go out up against the back fence. And it's an 0-2 count on Randolph.
Tell you what, if the catcher makes a play on that one, that'll make the high leg reels also.
Had a little trouble locating him right off the bat. And that one is going to be over the left fielder's head. And that is going to be up against the fence. We got one run coming in, and it's going to be a two-run double for Cullen Randolph. Make it 6-2 Grimes County as Barnhart and Day both score.
That ball's hit really well off.
Yeah. And Braxton Castillo batting.
All right, guys, you're ready. Get out.
Let's go, Green. Here we are.
And this one swung and a missed, and it's 0-1. And foul tip, and it's 0-2. Four runs have come across in this inning, and Grimes County leading it 6-2. And that one sent out to center field, going to drop in, and bounced off the center fielder, and now another run coming up. And coming in to score is going to be Randolph, and that'll be five runs in the inning. And so that's the end of the top half of the inning. We go to the bottom half of the second. And it's Grimes County leading Washington County 7-2. Back at we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
It's a home run!
Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033 or visit their office at 2402 South Day Street. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trailmasters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Today, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Little League All-Stars a successful season.
And we are in the bottom of the second inning. And Washington County coming up, it's going to be Huxton Pruitt, Lincoln Bader, and Ace Akins. Pruitt steps in here. We're just waiting for the umpires to get the inning started. And Pruitt ready. And pitches swung on and fouled back to the screen. 0-1 count. Washington County trying to see if they can get some runs, get back into this one, trailing by five.
Somebody might have fired the sheriff.
Hey, boys, sit down for me.
And pitch to Pruitt, swung on and missed. It's 0-2.
Boys, sit down for me.
O-2 pitch, swung on and missed, and strike three on Pruitt. That's out number one. Lincoln Bader, the batter, made a nice play that last inning at first base. And yeah, pitch to Bader, is a ball 1-0. And that one line drive into right center. That's going to go all the way to the fence. Bader digging for two. And he is safe with a double. He put a good charge into that one.
I tell you what, he definitely put a charge into that one. I tell you what, the center fielder did an excellent job getting the ball back in. And he didn't make a good turn at first. It was, could have been a close play at second.
Yeah. Now Ace Akins the batter. And this to Akins got to foul that one back behind us. And it's an 0-1 count.
Better start paying attention, ain't it, Doug?
Yeah.
Watching the game, we better watch the foul balls.
Yeah. Pitch swung on and missed. Oh, two count. Or flying tents if they're not bolted down properly. And pop up, pitcher backtracking, drop the Well, the fellow over backwards trying to catch the ball. And Bader kept running, but he's going to have to go back to third. And now going to bring up Baron Schrader. And that one foul up the first base side. 0-1. Foul ball almost caught by the first baseman.
Nice effort down there. I think if he had a cup to Doug instead of backhanded, I believe he would have made the catch.
Yeah. And that one, the ground ball to third, and it scoops through into left field. And coming in to score is Bader to make it 7-3. And throw got away. Aiken's going to third, and now the runners will retreat, so it'll be Schrader at second and Aikens at third. And still only one out with Jackson Bolton batting. But Washington County gets one of those runs back. It's now 7-3. As Bader comes in to score and brings up Jackson Bolton. And on the ground ball to third. Did he get the tag on there? As the runs, another run scores. Did get the out there. So two down now brings up Cutler Fox. And lead is down to three. It's 7-4. Grimes County still on top here in the second. And swung and missed. 0-1. Foul up the third base side. Rode the line and just went just enough foul. And Fox swings and misses. And he's down on strikes for out number three within the inning. Washington County White does get two runs back, and we head to the third. It is Grimes County 7, Washington County 4. Back, and we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
In a world where banks are bought, sold, and renamed, one thing still matters: who you trust with your banking needs. At Citizens State Bank, our name hasn't changed, and neither has our commitment to our community. Local people, local decisions, real relationships. We've been your hometown bank for over 100 years, and we're not going anywhere. Citizens State Bank, proudly serving our community since 1925. Visit csbtx.bank to learn more.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Diamond and Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Diamond and Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Diamond and Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Okay, as we come back here. Okay, and so we're Washington County wide, some changes as
Akins goes to right.
Akins goes to right, Bolton goes to third base.
Correct.
And the box goes to second. And it's a Cole Thomas to lead it off here for Grimes County in the top of the third. Grimes County with a 7-4 lead. And the pitch is going to be sent out and caught by the shortstop.
Oh, nice play.
That was a good one there by James Ogle for out number one. And it's all bare. Yeah, first pitch to him. Ground ball to second. And it bounces up and ends up into right field. And it's going to be a single there for Bear. Took a wicked hop on Fox. And now Logan Price. One of those where it looked like it hit a pebble or something out there and bounced up over him. Pop up, and pitcher making a catch there. And that is Borgmeyer for out number two. And now going to bring up Lane Klawinski. And time is called. Loose ball gun on the field. And pitch taken for a ball. And swung and a miss, 1-1. Next pitch to Klawinski, and he sends that one down the line, just foul. Pitch, that one turned on and fouled again. Washington County coach is trying to position the outfielders. 2-2 pitch. And that one is going to be in the left field. Base hit. Klawinski, and that puts two on now.
Tell you what, Klawinski's a player.
Yeah, most definitely. And yeah, brings up Brooks Hodges. And brings up Hodges. Come on, let's go. Washington County led to get one more out here and keep Grimes County off the scoreboard this inning. And this one is a pop-up. And it is the pitcher making the grab there.
There you go.
Fort Myer for out number three. And so in the inning, no runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. And we go to the bottom of the third. It is Grimes County 7, Washington County 4. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjuratile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And on we go, third inning, and first pitch swing is Fort Myer. Sends that one into left center, a base hit.
Second hit for Bergmar.
Yep. James Ogle, the shortstop, coming up. And we got time call. And okay, so apparently it was a number check to make sure the right guy was batting. And Ogle swings and misses 0-1.
Hey, Doug, you think he's got that 32 for a reason?
It could be. And that one is line drive caught by the shortstop for out number one.
Hit the ball really, really well, but just right at the shortstop.
Now I'm going to bring up Emerson Kitzman. Kitzman singled his first time up. Washington County looking to kind of get back up and get on the scoreboard. Cut some more into the Grimes County lead. That one popped up. Oh, in the first baseman. Hit off his glove and bounced away. Almost had a play there. It's a foul ball.
New life for Kitzman.
And that one back of the middle, base hit. And puts two runners aboard. And now Bergmeyer in the third slides in, and he's going to be safe. And brings up Sam Lusk.
Hey, good base running there by Kitzman on the errant throw there, rounding and going in the second in the scoring position.
Yeah. And Lusk hitting the double play last time up. And pitches a ball, 1-0. And that one back up the middle. Second baseman knocks it down. And he's not going to have a play anywhere. As coming in to score is Bergmeyer, and throw gets away, and scoring is the Kitzman. And that's down to a one-run game.
Mm-hmm.
And Luskin's up at second base with Burkham Gertner batting. And on a ground ball in the hole, gets through. And time called. And so Lusk will have to go back to third. And brings up Hunter Casper. Runners at the corners, only one out. Washington County tying run is over at third base.
You were talking to the kid. And I'm just all I have to say. The next children run, the batter's off. You can go back to the circle. You cannot talk to the kid. You were talking to the kid. Here we go.
And next pitch, swing and a miss. And no and one count. Swung and a miss, 0-2. Popped in foul. And that one down ball in the hole, and they're going to go to second and get the out, and the run scores. Comes in. And that's and that brings up us Uxton Prudas. We're tied at 7-7. Here in the bottom of the third inning. First, and he's safe. Oh, umpire called him out. Not a good call there. And so that'll end the inning, but Washington County does come back up with three runs in that inning to tie it up. And we head to the fourth inning. It's 7-7. Back into the here 60 seconds from our sponsors.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
All right, as we come back here, We're in the top of the fourth inning. We're halfway through this one, and we're all tied up at seven apiece. Yeah, we're waiting for the start of the second one. Yeah, it's supposed to be Borski, Smith, and Barnhart. And Thomas called. Now what? And we got the umpiring crew conferring here.
That must be the chief umpire.
I'm guessing he is. Okay. Yeah, that's the chief of the umpiring crew. Yeah, we're at a, kind of at a standstill right now in here. As we said, we're in the fourth inning, tied seven apiece. Yeah, having something with our Washington County. I know they were mentioning something in between the innings about the coach that's doing the pitching not supposed to be talking to the players while he's out there on the field. And maybe that he just doesn't know about. And meanwhile, we're just waiting for the inning to resume.
He's going to have to leave the field.
No. Yeah, it's apparently he's getting ejected. Or just got to go to the dugout, I guess. Anyway, we're ready to resume now with Borski batting.
Wow.
Yeah. And pitch swung on and missed 0-1.
No more swinging.
And this one, ground ball over to third, fired across to first, and throws too high, and the runner's safe. And the infield at Borski brings up Smith. Swung and missed. 0-1 on the first pitch.
And Smith had a double his last at bat.
Yeah. Swung and missed. And 0-2.
Come on, come on, come on.
swung and a miss, game down on strikes. That's out number one. And back to the top of the Grimes County batting order with Cole Barnhart. Been on base both times. And that one back at the middle and off the shortstop's glove. And runners are going to be safe everywhere. And two on now for Kaiser Day. And time call on Barmington to the base. Down there at second is still tucked in. Swung and a miss, 0-1. Let's pitch back up the middle. And that's going to scoot all the way through in the center for a base hit. And got me out at second. And meanwhile, the run comes home and scores.
Whoa, you know, clean single up the middle, Doug, and as hard as that ball was hit, becomes a fielder's choice all of a sudden.
Yeah. One more. Back up the middle. Yeah, they got me out there. But Grimes County does score to retake the lead, 8-7. And brings up Kellen Randolph, who had a big RBI double his last time up. Randolph again with a big hit. That's over the left fielder's head up against the wall. And throw coming in. And pitcher's back in the circle. Coach is telling him to hold the ball, which I think is a smart decision there.
Good call there, Doug.
And another double for Randolph. It brings up Braxton Castillo. Yeah, Coach calling the infield in. As we just passed the top of the hour, you're listening to KWHI, 1280 AM, K269GU, 101.7 FM in Brenham. And, of course, across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com. And don't forget our KWHI app for your smartphone. As time is calm. And we're ready to resume play. We're in the top of the fourth inning here. This is game number two of our doubleheader. Grimes County leading Washington County White 8-7. And Castillo steps in here now. And the pitch swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. Pitch foul back, 0-2.
Come on, guys, let's go. We got one more. Let's go. Get your guys down. Let's go, boys.
And foul back. Count remains 0-2. Swing and a miss, comes down on strikes. And that will retire the side, but in the inning, Grimes County does get one run. And so they've retaken the lead. 8-7, we go to the bottom of the fourth. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond, with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they are honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars good luck in their tournaments.
First pitch is a ball 1-0 to Lincoln Bader leading it off. He'll be followed by Ace Akins and Baron Schrader. Washington County trailing, Washington County White trailing Grimes County 8-7. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Next pitch, swung on and missed. And it's 1-1. Pitch to Bader. Pops that one. Foul back behind us. And count one hole at 1-2.
I might have to make a play yet.
Yep. And that one is hit out the center. Over the center fielder's head up against the fence. Bader digging for two. And he's going to be in there with a double.
Ooh, I'm telling you, off the wall.
Ooh. Yeah. And then center fielder with a good throw back in, made it a closer play than we thought it was going to be at second. And so Ace Hankins the batter.
Yeah, good opportunity here for Washington County to tie this ball game.
And that one ground ball in the hole. And third baseman, did he get the tag? Runner safe at first. And they did. Yeah, they did tag him as he was coming by.
If he didn't, I think he would have called him out because of running out of the baseline. Yeah. So
one down. And now that'll bring up the catcher, Baron Schrader. And Thomas called again. And Schrader sends this one lined up. And they're going to go to second, get the lead out. And so that's two down. Joseph's trying to for Grimes County trying to claim it was a double play, but it looked to me like he trapped it at third.
Yes.
He didn't catch it. And so Jackson Bolton, the batter. And Bolton swings and misses 0-1. And swung on and missed. And next pitch coming to pitch fouled away by Bolton. 0-2 now on the count.
We've got just enough to stay alive.
Yeah. Two outs in the inning. Schrader at first. And pitch off the third baseman's glove. Going to go to second. He's safe. And two runners aboard. And brings up Cutler Fox. And time is called. Coach wanting to go out and have a word with the third baseman. Making sure he's okay. And Fox a bat here. This one popped up, and that's going to drop in, and run coming home, and coming in to score is going to be Schrader with the tying run to make it 8-8.
A whole lot of action there on that infield hit.
Yep. Oh, okay. And so now back to the top of the order with Jake Borgmeyer. 8-8 tie here in the bottom of the fourth. And that one, ground ball up the middle. And throw the first, he's safe. Run scores in Washington County. Takes a 9-8 lead. And now James Ogle, the batter.
That infamous two outs, Doug.
Yep. I always say the third out is the hardest one to get.
It's the hardest one to get.
Swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. And swung and missed, 0-2. And taking for a ball, 1-2.
Tell you what, it'd be nice if Washington County put a couple more on the board here.
Yep.
And put this thing in a situation where they could, where Grimes County couldn't win it.
Yep. And that one, a slow roller over to second. Go to first, and they do get the out there. And so that on time side in the inning, Washington County does come up with a couple of runs. And they are retaking the lead now 9-8 as we move on to the fifth inning. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Swing by your local H-E-B department for everything you need to make your summer party at the park or pool unforgettable. From juicy burgers and sizzling steaks to marinated fajitas and Texas-sized sausage, they've got the goods. And don't forget the fixings. Grab fresh produce, bakery buns, cold drinks, sides, and all your summer favorites in one stop. Your summer, your grill. Your Burnham H-E-B. Let's party Texas-style.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
Okay, as we come back here and got some changes for Washington County. Cutler Fox now doing the catching. Gertner back at second, and Lusk is going out to right field. Washington County with a 9-8 lead. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Yeah, just waiting. Yeah, let's get the batter in here. Yeah, it's Cole Thomas to lead things off. Yeah, swings and misses the first pitch, 0-1. And the ball is 1-1. Yeah, that one foul back. 1-2. And that one back up the middle, of base hit. And leadoff single for Thomas. And brings up Bear next. Pitch from Bear, or two Bear, and just taking one ball, 1-0. All right, in case you're just joining us on our broadcast, Washington County Green won their game earlier tonight, 14-0, and 1-1. And now here we are with game two. Are you kidding me? Wonder what they're arguing about now.
Scary thought, Doug.
Yeah.
A meeting of the minds.
The one ball, one strike. And this one is lined in the left field for a hit. And throw in the second.
Oh, my goodness. What a play.
Nice play there. 7-4 on the putout. That's out number one. And brings up Logan Price.
You got to be hustling.
And next pitch. Taking that long for a ball, 1-0. So one out, one on for Grimes County here in the fifth. And foul back. Makes it 2-2. Popped up in the air. And throw to first. Oh, the throw gets away. And so the runner. There was some confusion. The runner.
I wonder if we got the right runners at the right base.
That's a good question because I think they both got crossed up.
I think we got the right runners at the right place.
Yeah. The umpires were conferencing.
Wow.
So two on, only one out. And brings up Polinski, who has a pair of singles. Okay. Nine to eight is our score. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Washington County with a one-run lead. One taken for a ball, 1-0.
Lewinsky with two singles.
Well. And that one fouled away over into the side of the stands where the Washington County White fans are. One popped up. That's going to be foul back behind us. And the 1-2 pitch. Outside of ball, 2-2.
Hey,
third base side. Two balls, two strikes. And that one, line drive off the third baseman's glove. He's got a chance to tag the base. And umpire, yeah, he should be out. He picked up the ball and his hand was on the base. That should be an out there. The umpires are going to confer. And it just injected one of the Washington County fans for mouthing off.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're going to say he's safe. We didn't tend to tag him. It's a forced play. All he had to do was have a body part on the bag. And so the bases are loaded now, nobody out. He's claiming he dropped the ball before he touched the bag. You know, if it weren't for all this arguing, we could have probably been done by now.
This is Little League baseball, is it not?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And Hodges swings and misses 0-1. Washington County, with them being the home team, they would get the final at bat. And pitch is taken for a ball. 1-1. Foul back. 1-2. Back to the pitcher. Only play is to first. The first baseman dropped the ball. Run is in. Two runs have come in. And Johns County's taking the lead. And it's now 10-9, Grimes County.
Wow.
And Borski, the next batter now. Washington County just got to settle down here and try to get these last two outs.
Borski, what a single, his last at bat.
And swing and a miss, 0-1. Go, fouled away. No one count. Got it. Missed and down on strike. And it's a two down now. And that'll bring up Smith. Then it's 0-1. And that one's down the line. Fair ball. And we're going to get back to the pitcher. And send him back. Send the run. And so the runners will return. Some bases still loaded for Cole Barnhart now. Barnhart's been on base all three times tonight. Two down. Two runs are in, and Grimes County leads us 10 to 9. Grimes County leading at 10-9. We're in the top of the fifth. They're still batting. Kidding me? We've got to go out and check with the other umpire. That was a catch. Okay. That was out number three. What? They reversed our... Throw it. Well, that's 3 outs.
Did you see the ball pop out?
No.
Yeah, it popped out.
Oh, it did?
It did pop out, yes.
Oh, okay.
I did see that.
Okay, I thought he had it, but no, okay.
He did, but when his glove came down, it popped out.
Okay, and bases are loaded then, and another run is in.
I'm not defending Grimes County, but I'm just saying what I saw.
Okay, so. Well, it's now 11-9, and ground ball to second, and drop the ball, throw to first, he's safe, run scores. That makes it 12-9 now. So Grimes County, they've scored four. They can only get one more run in this inning.
There's never any love lost between Grimes and Washington County.
Yeah. And that one back up the middle, and that's going to score the run. Time called, and it's
another run.
So, yeah, that's 13. So that will send us to the next inning. And we head to the bottom of the fifth, and it's 12-9. Grimes County in the lead. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top-quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
In a world where leaks and clogs turn into bigger problems, call a plumbing company you can trust. A1 Quality Plumbing has been serving Washington County and the surrounding areas for over 30 years with same-day service, free inspections, and reliable estimates. Residential, commercial, and emergencies, A1 Quality does it all. From repairs to remodeling and even new construction, call 830-1877 today. That's 830-1877 or visit a1qualityplumbers.com. A1 Quality Plumbing, family-owned, operated, and ready to help.
License number 45380.
All right, as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, it is Grimes County 12, Washington County 9, and we Emerson Kitzman to lead things off. And that one back in the middle. Throw to first. That's out number one. And brings up Sam Lusk.
Tell you what, Doug, if nothing else, Washington County needs to pick up at least a minimum of a couple of runs here.
Yep. I'm with the ump on that one.
I am really, I'm all here.
In case you couldn't pick it up on the crowd, Mike, he said, just let the kids play ball. And I'm like, that's the best thing anybody said all night. And foul away.
Ditto to that, Doug. You're the guy.
Yeah.
Jesus. Man.
And down the way.
I get the competitiveness, but
yeah.
Keep it clean.
Exactly. You got to remember, these are eight-year-old kids.
And by the way, Doug, I did get it from the official scorekeeper back here. There is no time limit.
Okay.
I know you didn't want to hear that, but.
No, I didn't. And that one back up the middle of base hit. And they're just going to keep throwing the ball around. And Luskin's going to keep right on running. And he's going to come all the way in to score. Well. And apparently time was called at some point.
And I thought the ball was in the circle. I thought.
I don't know anymore. Okay. They're going to put him at second base. And now it's going to be Gertner, the batter. And pitches outside for a ball. Yeah, that one swung and missed. 1-1. Foul back in the screen and make it 1-2. Strike out number two. And brings up Hunter Casper.
Casper out on a fielder's choice his last at bat.
Yep. And pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. And that one is a little flare out into center field. And runner coming home, throw the plates offline. And coming to the score is Lusk to make it a 12-10, throw down to third. And it is safe to third. Swung on a miss, 0-1. And that one is going to drop in for a base hit. With a single coming in, the score is Casper to make it 12-11.
Well, I got what I ordered, Doug.
Yep.
We got a couple across the plate.
Yep. And now the head umpire back out there again talking to our pitcher. And Lincoln Bader, the batter for Washington County. Let's see if they can at least tie it up this inning.
Bader with a big double his last at bat off the left center field wall.
And pitch taken for a ball, 1-0.
Here you go, boys.
tip. And one ball, one strike. And time is calling. Checking on the catcher. And he says he's okay. Foul back.
Ooh, watch it, Blue.
One ball and two strikes.
You know what? I have to give these guys credit. They don't have any equipment on. You know, they're back there with no face mask.
That one in the left field, base hit. Puts two runners aboard now for Washington County. Brings up Ace Akins.
Oh, another big hit there for Bader.
That one sent out to center, and that's going to drop in. Runner coming home. And Washington County is tied at 12-12. Throw to third. Runners are safe. Now Baron Schrader, the batter. Or actually, it's 13-12, I should say. Keep forgetting that's not a 12, that's a 13 up there. The lead is down to one.
Well, we know for sure this game will not be over until the last out.
Yeah. Schrader batting here. Two on, two outs. And the pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. Swings and misses, 1-1. Grimes County leading this one 13-12 over Washington County White. We're in the bottom of the fifth. They play a regulation 6. Swing on and missed. One ball, two strikes.
Boy, it'd be really sad, too, to leave that runner on second and third.
Yeah. Foul back.
Well, you got enough of it, just stay alive.
Yep. Yeah, it's swinging and missed, and further down on strikes. Threw it down the side. And so Washington County does cut in that lead. They score 3 runs. And we go to the top of the 6th inning. It is Grimes County 13, Washington County White 12. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria makes every meal a fiesta. Manuel's serves breakfast on Saturday and Sundays. For lunch and dinner, enjoy your favorite Mexican entrees, enchiladas, fajitas, tamales, plus great drinks like margaritas, birritas, micheladas, sangriaritas, Mexican imported beer, and end on a sweet note with a tempting dessert like sopapillas. Manuel's is open for carryout Tuesday through Thursday till 9, Friday and Saturday till 10, and Sunday till 3. Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, 409 West Main in Brenham.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And on we go as we head to the top of the sixth inning. It is Grimes County 13, Washington County White 12. And for Grimes County, it'll be Braxton Castillo, Cole Thomas, and Mitchell Bailey. Bear. This is the sixth and final inning. Braxton Castillo, the batter. And Washington County, because they're the home team, would get the final at bat. But right now, their big thing needing three outs to keep that lead as low as possible. Yeah. First pitch is a strike, 0-1. And swung and a miss, 0-2. And that one down the line, foul. Yeah, it remains 1-2. And foul back.
Oh, a tough at bat here for Castillo.
Yep. One pitch left for the at bat. And Castillo smacks that one in the left field for a base hit. And that's going to scoot all the way to the fence. And he's going to end up at second base. And it gets past the pitcher on the throwback. And so he's going to end up at third.
Good at bat for Castillo.
Yep. And now brings up Cole Thomas. And that one is going to be caught.
Oh, what a catch.
Nice play there by Bader at first.
Oh, Bader would have webbed Jim.
Yep. It's a one down, and it brings up Bear now. Okay. And the next pitch coming. Foul back. This one a little flare. That's the pitcher makes the catch. Over to first, double play.
Nice play there by the pitcher.
And that'll look down the sides. And we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Do or die for Washington County. They trail by one, 13-12. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
If you're having faulty wiring issues or plumbing problems that are damaging your home, don't wait around for them to get worse. Call Miller Electric and Plumbing for a professional safety inspection today. From electrical upgrades to plumbing repairs, Miller ensures your home is safe, efficient, and up to code. Protect your family and your investment. Visit MOELLERTX.com. That's Miller Electric and Plumbing, where experience meets reliability. Miller Electric and Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at tilghmanhomes.com to make your building visions come to life.
All right, as we come back here, and it is the bottom of the sixth inning, Washington County trailing by one, 13-12, and they need one to tie and two to win. So it'll be Jackson Bolton, Cutler Fox, and Jay Sportmeyer to bat here. And so here we go. Bolton the batter. And that one's going to be sent in the left field base hit. And nice way to leave it off there for Bolton.
Just a good clean single there by Bolton.
And Cutler Fox the batter now. Now what? I didn't see anything. I don't know what he's at.
According, I'm reading the umpire's face. He was making comments to either the fans or the dugout, one
okay.
or the other.
All right. Okay. Yeah, that would be because they've actually told the coach multiple times tonight not to do
right.
that. And the 0-1 count. Swung and a miss. 0-2. Dr. Foxen back to the top of the order with Borgmeyer.
I tell you what, Doug, I feel for those guys behind the plate because I've been back there before. And you're out there doing the best you can.
And over there and running the bag is Dave for out number one.
Washington County did get the runner down to second base.
Yep. So, so three unassisted there. Bolton is in scoring position. He represents the tying run. And Chase Borgmeyer, the batter.
Yeah, they don't have ties, do they?
Yeah, they, I think so.
No, okay.
And Thomas Cole, as the first base coach, going to go out and have a word with Bolton. And meanwhile, the manager, Jason Gertner, going to talk to the batter.
ABC.
Okay.
Well, I tell you what, Washington has exactly what they want, top of the order.
Yep, and ground ball to third, and he's going to hold the runner, throw to first, and the outer safe. And they're going to say he's out.
And he was out. Oh, what a play there by the third baseman.
Wow. Yeah, and then up to James Ogle. And now they bring the coaches up. Just been par for the course for tonight with the excessive number of arguments that we've had. Now, looks like we're ready to resume.
Okay, is the first base coach out of the game?
Apparently so. He's been sent back to the dugout.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, no, now he's coming back out.
Or is he going to pitch? What is
I
this?
Don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been lost since about the halfway point of this game.
Well, the only thing I am going to say is that this is Little League Baseball.
Yeah. With the ball on the field, so they had to get rid of it. Okay. Now we're zooming here. Ogle the batter. 2 outs, runner at second. And a ground ball in the hole. And now going to run back. Oh, he dropped the ball. And now throw to third, gets away. And on his way home. And airmail the throw, scoring. Is coming in to score. That was Borgmeyer. Or no, that was Bolton that scored. So it should tie at 13-13.
That is. Oh gosh, another meeting.
Oh my. We're now over 2 hours into this one. And probably at least half of that have been meetings.
To say the least.
Yeah. 13-13 tie. So So it is Kitson the batter. All tied up. Base hit wins it for Washington County wide. And the pitch. And that is
ball
a base hit. Washington County wins it 14-13. And the game is finally over.
Wow.
And Washington County White takes it 14-13, your final score. And we'll be back with the post game after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built their reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell doesn't fudge on deliciousness. Our new black raspberry fudge ice cream in pints and half gallons combines black raspberry flavored ice cream with dark chocolate flavored chunks and a chocolate fudge swirl. The result is real. Taste the truth.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Walmart Supercenters.
All right, as we come back here to Hempstead and our doubleheader, we get a Washington County sweep. Washington County Green wins the first game over Schulenburg 14-0. Washington County White comes back and wins this one over Grimes County 14-13, the final score. And what might be one of the craziest games we've ever called. We saw a little bit of everything tonight, but Washington County gets the win. That was one of the craziest games we've ever called.
I tell you what, I've seen some, it's about like the hip batters that we had this year.
Yeah.
In high school ball.
Yeah.
With the girls and the boys. I mean, this was, wow.
It was incredible. But
more meetings than there were excitement.
The important thing for Washington County, they get the win. They're now moving on in the winner's bracket of the tournament. And we congratulate them on that. We got to take one more break, and we'll be back to wrap it up after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in at Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's your shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
All right, as we come back here, Washington County White winning at 14-13 here in game number two. And one thing you can say about the kids, in spite of all the others, is that even though they got behind multiple times in the game, they never quit and always kept battling back.
I tell you what, as I was looking as we were keeping the scores and keeping the scorebook, it was multiple individuals that maybe the previous time they were at bat, they come through with a big base hit, which diddles what you just said. They just kept battling back, and they deserve to win the ball game.
Absolutely, and that finishes up our doubleheader tonight. I want to thank Grayson back at the studios for his fine work on the boards. A big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in tonight. And, of course, we thank our sponsors who make the broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug and Tommy said good night, everybody.
This broadcast is brought to you by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batter's Box, A1 Quality Plumbing, Blue Bell Creamery, Cody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dominant Associates, BVR Materials, Blinn College, Coaches Insurance, Tillman General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizens State Bank, Clay North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Manuel's Mexican Restaurant, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Builders Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Waterwell Services, La Morelos Meat Market, Miller Electric, Pat's Cleaning, Kendra Tile and Brenham National Bank. Again, the final score was Washington County White beating Grimes County 14-13. Good job to them. And keep in tune here on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7 as we progress through the Little League season, keeping up with Washington County. And as always, this is Grayson on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. And this has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.